This is Ozarks at Large. For much of the summer, local post-country singer-songwriter Dylan Earle toured Sweden, Norway, and other parts of Europe with his band, The Reasons Why. This weekend, Dylan and the band will play in more familiar locales with a show tonight in Little Rock and one tomorrow in Fayetteville. Earlier this week, he stopped by the Harold and Blanche Cox studio at KUAF to catch up with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis.
My name is Dylan Earle, and this is a song called Riding Again. I got 1 foot dry and 1 foot wet, one that bounces and one that steps. Well, I've been 3 weeks over, already in debt. Try to understand the words of a song. Well, I've been too far gone for far too long, 'cause I've been strung out on coffee and these left-handed cigarettes. 'Cause I've been gone again, back to places I'm certain that I've always been. Must be the shape that I'm in. Well, like a squirrel in the garden, I can see the sky. Jealous of the birds for the way they fly, but I still got wheels under my seat. Watching road signs change the way they talk, letters rearrange at each bus stop, 'cause I've traveled half a world in a couple miles. I've been riding again, back to places I'm certain that I've always been. Must be the shape that I'm in. Well, I've been too far gone for far too long, until now that ain't mattered much. I keep pining for the ways to get by, but I can't find the reasons why. I try to be happy again, back to places I'm certain that I've always been. Must be the shape that I'm in. Must be this mood that I'm in. Must be this town that I'm in.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Timothy Dennis. Joining me in the Harold and Blanche Calk News Studio is Dylan Earle. Welcome.
Howdy do, y'all. Good to be here.
You know, now that we're actually on tape and you've played that song, I think you did play that the last time you brought your guitar here, but it sounds so different.
Okay, right.
It's taken on a completely different life.
Fair enough.
How does that happen with songs?
I think it's just whenever you play them night after night, you know, on tour or whatever, then you just kind of have to find more interesting, fun ways to do it. And then, you know, switching around the guitar a little bit, you know, whenever I play acoustically versus playing with the band. On my Telecaster, it's a whole different sound, you know, by yourself. So,
right,
got to change it up a little bit. Also, you just got to keep it interesting, really, at the end of the day.
Right. You've been playing with your band quite a bit lately. I mean, you've been on tour in Europe.
Yeah, we did a festival in England, and then hopped over to Sweden and Norway for about a month, 28 shows or something like that, and then worked our way back down the East Coast once we flew back up to New England.
What was the most interesting thing you encountered while you were out on the road?
God, so many things, really. Scandinavia is honky-tonk Middle Earth. It's incredible.
See, that's something I wouldn't have imagined.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have ever considered it, you know, I guess, you know, a couple years back. But I just kind of got in touch with the right folks, and we went over, and it was the most incredible tour I've ever been on. I mean, old school promoting still kind of works there in a way that used to work in the States, you know.
What do you mean by old school promoting?
By actually just having a promoter that has won the rapport of a community, you know, and people just trust, oh, so-and-so is putting a show together, it's going to be good, you know. So that still exists a whole lot over there. Not to say it doesn't exist in America, but it exists over there where people are actually interested in something when they see a poster, you know, instead of being like, oh, there's a poster, and moving along. I feel like, which happens a lot in America.
people over there were really, they'll investigate, you know. So they look into it. And I had several folks saying, yeah, I'd never heard of you before, you know, and actually looked you up on Spotify. And then they're at the show singing all the words, and it's very, very strange.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Now, previously, we've talked about how your style of country music is different than most of what you hear on the radio now. How do people across the pond receive it?
You know, it's interesting because I try to make sure I'm not just, you know, totally copying something. It's more of an emulation of sorts, you know, of kind of an older style and where I think that country should be, you know, right now since before the suits got involved. But people over there, I think they really recognize that. And, you know, I guess they really love the whole aspect of anything Americana, you know. Like it's crazy there. It's a constant car show on the highways there because there's all these old American cars, you know, that are just riding around. But people really love it over there, and they're looking for, you know, something that's real, you know, and still attainable. And somehow, I guess I was lucky enough they saw that in me, which is really, you know, that's pretty cool.
Well, you even got the opportunity to play with Tanya Tucker, didn't you?
Yeah, that was one crazy, crazy time.
Well, how did that come together? What was it like?
Well, we did a festival, one of the larger country festivals in Norway, and they flew us up from Oslo out to Breim was the name of the town, and Tanya was the headliner of the show, and there was a couple other American bands and a lot of Norwegian country bands, which would be just really strange in between songs to be speaking Norwegian and just bust into English and country. And I was like, okay, this is wild. But yeah, it was a beautiful place and all these fjords, and we played right before her for our main showcase show, and then we did a show earlier in the day in this, I guess, 700-year-old wooden church that was kind of in the town, because a lot of the townspeople in Breim don't really go up to that country festival because it's like, you know, their town gets invaded. It's like people from Cass or something like that going to Wakarusa. You know, they're like, nah, we're good on that. You know, we did one show in town at this church, and Miss Tucker came out and sang at the end, and we all sang May the Circle Be Unbroken, which was really, really fun to do that with her. But yeah, so that's kind of how that went down. And it turns out we were staying at the same hotel. And so when we got done with the festival that evening, took the shuttle back to the hotel, and sure enough, there was Miss Tucker at the bar with another Nashville guitar player we know named Porter McClister. So we ended up kind of, you know, burning the midnight oil around there. It was just a lot of fun. It was just a very unusual day. Didn't really expect that.
That seems pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So you're back home now.
Right.
What have you got coming up in the next little bit?
We've got a couple days off, which is really nice. We just went and did Windfest, which was great. A great, you know, coming back to Arkansas. But we've got this coming weekend on the 21st, Friday. We're down in Little Rock playing at the Whitewater Tavern, which is one of my favorite places in the world to play music. And then we'll be back up here in Fayetteville on the 22nd, Saturday, at Smoking Barrel. So it's kind of we gave ourselves a week off before we did our homecoming thing, because so many times we get home from tour and see all of our friends again, and we're all just so dead to the world. You know, and the next day you're just like, God, I didn't hardly get to talk to anybody, and maybe I was there, but you know, I must have, you know, looked right. Dead to the world because I felt dead to the world. So we're giving ourselves a week to rest before seeing a lot of old friends again, you know.
That's pretty smart, because anytime I travel, like not even playing music, anytime I get home from traveling, I'm exhausted, and I couldn't imagine trying to play an hour or two set on top of that.
It's a challenge, you know, but it's always a blast. It's always fun, and it's a lot. Challenge is the wrong word to use, but yeah, I would like to be a little bit more present mentally, you know, just to see some folks, you know, because it's so good to be from Arkansas, and being able to come home and play and it be such a good time is we're lucky to have that, mm-hmm. You know.
So you've got the homecoming shows this week. What's on your radar for the near future?
We've got, I'm trying not to let too many cats out of the bag, but we're going to be, I guess, getting into the studio next month and starting on the next album. Mm. And I guess more on that stuff, which I'm very, very excited about that. And we'll be releasing that both in Europe and in America, which it'll be a lot of fun. And then after that, November, I'm trying not to do much of anything, just kind of stay at home and work on. I've got quite a few leather orders I need to get out to some folks. And December, we're going to be going out again with our buddy Willie Carlisle. We're going to have him join on a tour. We did it last year. It was mostly a southeastern run. You know, I normally wouldn't tour in the wintertime, but it was an opportunity we both had kind of on our calendars. It matched up, and so we did it. And I normally wouldn't tour during the winter because I try to avoid weather, but then we're like, well, we're going to go south, you know, and it'll be fine down there. And sure enough, we had a show get snowed out in San Antonio, which was... not really something I expected, you know. So yeah, it was wild and just snow all across the Gulf Coast, and so it's like, okay, thanks. First time in 23 years, that's a real convenient timing.
Right.
But we're gonna do it again this year. We're gonna expand a little bit. We're going out to Colorado, New Mexico, and then working our way through Texas and the I-10 corridor through Florida, then back up to North Carolina. North Carolina's been such a blast to tour out to, so we try to give them a lot of love.
That's a long haul, all told.
Yeah, it's a long one, you know. But we keep doing it. So it's like every tour, I'm just like, oh man, I'm so tired. And I get home, and I'm happy to be home. And it's like, all right, you know, let's start getting ready to gear up and do the next one. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I'm slightly addicted to the grind, I guess.
Right.
You know,
right.
Something like that. But.
Well, I think that's all the questions I have for you. Would you like to play another song or so?
Yeah, I can. And I hope that I get to see everybody out at those two shows. We also have, let everyone know, we do have Willie Carlisle will be opening those shows. And then my friends Daz and Bree from down at Little Rock are going to be closing down the night. That is both nights. So I'm excited to have them on. I don't know if you've seen Daz and Bree or heard them. But
I haven't, actually.
Oh, man, they're great. All right, well, yeah, I'll do y'all another song. And then I guess be on my merry way here.
All right. What you going to play?
Let's see here. Let me dig a pick out of my pocket real quick. All right. This song, we actually kind of shored up as a band out in Sweden. Something I wrote just before I left. It's called Just Because. Too early to rise. Too many flies round my head. I try to stand up. But my body lay dead. And I searched through last night's mysteries, but I just fumbled through the dark. I watched the weather roll in, and the birds as they respond. The wind, it tastes ancient. Now that your love is gone, and I repeat the same things as yesterday, I probably won't change a thing. It's just because I still love. It's just because I can't get enough. And if my way of coping follows me home unbeknownst and lays me to bed, well, it's just because. It's just because. Smoke and let myself down again and again till my head's on the ground. And I'll try to write a song all day, but I'll probably just see you at the bar. And it's just because I still love. It's just because I can't get enough. And if my way of coping follows me home unbeknownst and lays me to bed, well, it's just because. It's just because.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
Dylan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely. It's really, really good to be here. And hopefully see everybody out, you know.
That was Dylan Earle speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis earlier this week. Tonight, Dylan Earle and the Reasons Why will perform at the Whitewater Tavern in Little Rock. Joining them on the bill will be Willie Carlisle and the Central Arkansas band Daz and Bree. Then tomorrow night, the same bill on stage at the Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville. That show begins at 10 p.m. with a $5 cover at the door. You can find out more at facebook.com/DylanEarleMusic.